As the U.S. House moves forward with an impeachment inquiry into President Trump, we're learning more about where Wisconsin's members of Congress stand on the issue. This weekend, Republican Representative Glenn Grothman was on WISN's Upfront. Here's part of an exchange he had with the show's host, Adrian Pederson.
So as long as he is different than what I guess I call the swamp, you're going to have a lot of people trying to impeach him. Now, if he did something wrong, we'll see if that comes out today.
Is there doubt in your mind that he might have done something wrong?
I don't think he did something impeachable, but we'll have to see.
Our next guest says for clues on how Wisconsin's representatives are approaching impeachment, look to the political dynamics in each of their home districts. Craig Gilbert is the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Washington Bureau Chief. Craig, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's great to be with you.
Well, what do we know about how President Trump is faring big picture in our eight House districts in Wisconsin?
So the eight House districts, one of them is not represented right now. That's the Northern District, which in some ways is sort of the most pro-Trump district in the state. Sean Duffy resigned, so that seat is vacant and is not going to have a representative participating in the impeachment process. So that leaves seven, four Republicans and three Democrats. You know, the four remaining Republican seats are all Republican seats by, you know, maybe plus 5 or plus 10, depending on how you define it, which means Republicans have a real advantage, not a staggering advantage, but a real advantage in those districts. And that creates a lot of pressure on Republican members of Congress to oppose impeachment, just because Republican voters in those districts oppose impeachment and by and large support President Trump. The districts themselves, you know, President Trump's approval rating is not super impressive, even in the Republican districts. It may be, you know, he may be at 51% or 50% approval and 45% disapproval in a typical Republican district in Wisconsin, which doesn't sound that impressive. But these are Republican seats, and so it's the Republican voters in those districts that those members are paying particular attention to.
We just heard Representative Glenn Grothman there, and that was one of the more qualified statements I think we've heard from Republicans in Wisconsin, but even there, he's not really on board, clearly, with impeachment.
No, but it's also interesting at the same time, they're not on board with impeachment. They're not... you know, they're also being careful about what they're saying about the president's underlying conduct. So, you know, they're opposing the process and they're opposing impeachment, but they're not too eager to defend everything about what the president has done or in the abstract about the prospect of a president, you know, asking a foreign power to investigate his own political rival. So they've been very tight-lipped about that set of issues. And so they're somewhat conflicted, too. But there's also some interesting conflicts on the Democratic side that we can talk about.
Yeah, we'll get to those in a minute. But as you mentioned, in a lot of these Republican districts where the president has net approval but not by a lot, so are Republicans saying, okay, I don't want to oppose the president too much and risk a primary from within the Republican Party. I don't want to embrace him too much for the purposes of the general election.
Yeah, I think that's basically the dynamic. I mean, I think writ large, Republican members of Congress are, you know, very concerned about, you know, being seen as adversaries of President Trump because of President Trump's sort of ability to kind of marshal support in the Republican base and his history of calling out members in his own party when they criticize him. That's just like they just don't want to go there. And so that's the conflict for them. And so the most comfortable position for them is to kind of criticize the process and criticize the way Democrats are going about what they're doing and not support impeachment. If they have to, maybe make some qualified criticisms of President Trump's conduct. But for all that to change, I mean, there would have to be, I think, new information coming out and there would have to be some shifts in public opinion.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, we're looking at Wisconsin's congressional delegation and the districts they represent and how they're approaching issues related to impeachment. Let's turn to those Democrats now. Two Democrats pretty strongly in favor of impeachment. Gwen Moore of the Milwaukee area has been talking about it for a couple of years now. Actually, we found clips going back to 2017. And here's Democratic Representative Mark Pocan in Dane County and the surrounding region. He told reporters this week there's already enough evidence to impeach the president. Here's a listen.
He has betrayed his oath of office by asking a foreign leader to dig dirt up on a political opponent. He's admitted that, and he's even given us the notes from a call on that, which I would refer to as evidence.
So let's start with Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore, and their districts could be a slam dunk for them to support impeachment.
Yeah, I don't think there's much ambiguity there. I mean, their districts are overwhelmingly Democratic. One is anchored by Madison, and one is anchored by Milwaukee. Very one-sided districts where President Trump is very unpopular, and impeachment has gained ground among Democratic voters. It wasn't always it still isn't, but was never a universally supported position among Democratic voters, but it's gained ground among Democratic voters. You know, it's gone from 60 or 70% to more like 90% in some polls. So all the more, you know, reason why they don't really face any conflicts within their own districts with respect to being kind of aggressive advocates for an impeachment inquiry or ultimately even impeachment itself.
And then there's Democratic Representative Ron Kyd.
Then that's the most interesting case of all, because his district is pretty unusual. It's a district that had been voting Democratic for president, much like the state of Wisconsin, for many years, and then switched and voted for Donald Trump. Reflecting, I think it's a pretty rural district, and reflecting Trump's strength in rural communities with rural voters. Ron Kyd is also a centrist Democrat, so he's not as liberal as either Representative Pocan or Representative Moore. And so he does have conflicts because there are Democrats in his district in his own party that support impeachment, but it's a pretty 50-50 district now with respect to its partisan makeup, and it did narrowly vote for Donald Trump by about 4 points. So there's about 30 House members, Democratic House members, and maybe 31 that represent districts that voted for Donald Trump in 2016, and they're in a pretty interesting position. And I think Speaker Pelosi, one of the reasons why she hasn't taken a floor vote to authorize an impeachment inquiry is because she's afraid that it will be seen by voters as being a vote for impeachment per se, and that could hurt some of these Democrats in districts that were very divided or that actually voted for Trump.
And then finally, we've got two members of Congress who represent the entire state of Wisconsin, our two senators. We're a state that can go Democratic or Republican in a presidential race. We can elect a conservative Republican like Ron Johnson. We can elect a liberal Democrat like Tammy Baldwin. Where are they shaking out on all this?
Well, Senator Baldwin kind of held her fire on this issue for a long time, but when Nancy Pelosi announced there would be an impeachment inquiry in the House, she said for the first time that she thought that was a good idea to have an inquiry. So that was a marker for her. And again, she just won re-election pretty handily, but she's mindful also of the kind of 50-50 politics of her state. And then in the case of Senator Johnson, you know, he's taken a interesting and pretty distinctive role in this debate because he's a lot of Senate Republicans have been very tight-lipped about this. They just, for some of the reasons I alluded to earlier, where they don't want to be out there having to, you know, seeming to endorse the conduct on the part of the president, and they may be uncomfortable with that, but they also, you know, don't want to side with the Democrats. And Senator Johnson has been pretty vocal and much more vocal than a lot of other Republicans in the Senate in kind of sympathizing with President Trump, kind of taking his side, sort of reinterpreting what his remarks in the most positive light possible, and also just really pushing back he's kind of made the case for some of the suspicions on the Republican side for Democratic behavior, for theories about Ukraine's role in the 2016 election. So all the suspicions that Republicans have about how the Mueller report got started against Donald Trump, and he calls it a collusion hoax. That's Senator Johnson speaking. So he's been very aggressive on the flip side of that issue in complaining vociferously and alleging Democratic mischief against President Trump.
What are you watching for, Craig? I know you follow public opinion in Wisconsin and break it down as far as you can. What are you watching for to see if public opinion shifts one way or another?
So, we don't have a whole long history of polling on the impeachment issue, but certainly in the national polling, there has been an increase and uptick in support for impeachment. And a lot of that is Democrats becoming more universally supportive of impeachment, and then some increase among independents and maybe a little bit of increase among Republicans. I think ultimately, and somebody was making this argument today, a pollster, a Democratic pollster, that the key indicator is going to be his approval rating, President Trump's approval rating. And we do have a long history of that in Wisconsin. And what's so the most striking thing about his approval rating in Wisconsin, as it is nationally, two things, really. It's just that it's below water in the sense that there's more disapproval than approval, not by a lot, but he's in the 40s. And it's also just how consistent it has been. It just never changes. So that in a weird way, that could be an asset for him, because it never gets above 46 or 47, but it never gets below 42 or 43. And when he's at 43, it means that Republicans are supporting him very solidly. And that's certainly enough for him to ward off, to sort of survive an impeachment trial in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. So I would watch his approval rating, among other things, to see if that sinks at all or declines at all. If it holds steady, then he's going to, he could still get impeached by the House, but he's going to pretty easily survive an impeachment trial in the Senate.
Craig, thanks for joining us today.
Anytime.
That's Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, looking at Wisconsin's congressional delegation and how it's treating issues of impeachment. The Marquette Law School poll is releasing its latest survey on how Wisconsin voters feel about impeachment next week. We'll talk about that next Wednesday here on Central Time.